السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله بنعمره ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. نعوذ بالله من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the compassionate and merciful, truly praises to Allah alone, who we praise Him when we seek His help and we seek His forgiveness when we put our trust in Him. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and our wrong actions, and whomsoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever He leads astray, there is no one to guide him. And we bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is his worshipper, his messenger, and blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته وتتقون وتدعون الله وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلقنا من زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah most praised be upon him said in his clear book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as he should be feared and do not die, save that you are as Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from oneself and from it is made. And from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another and toward the wounds from which you have come. Truly is a watcher over all of you. الحمد لله الذي جعل يومنا جمعة سيد رعينا ميونا بل ونستعين وإلهيها وهو الذي فرد رسالة الجمعة فقال لله تعالى. Praise be to Allah who made the day of congregation to be the best of days. And we don't worship and do not seek any aid from him who made the congregation where obligatory is and witness in the saying of the Most High. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي إلى الصلاة من يوم الجمعة وصلى ذكر الله ورباي. Or you have attained to faith, if you hear the call of Salat on the day of congregation, make haste and remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. المؤمنون المخلصين هم الذين آمنوا وتتأمنوا قلوبكم بذكر الله. Allah be ذكر الله تتأمنون قلوب. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah the hearts find their rest. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Musa'i said in the Holy Quran, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Tar barakta ladhi biyadil muq. وهو الله كل شيء قدير الذي خلقنا موت وحياته ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلقنا سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى من خلق الرحمن متفاوت فجر البصر والهل ترى من الفتور. Blessed is he whose hand is the sovereignty and he has power over all things, who has created the death and life in order to test for which of you is best in your actions, and he is mighty and ever forgiving. Who has created seven heavens in harmony one above the other. You cannot see any fault in the creation of the universally merciful. Look again, do you see any fault? And Allah also in the Quran he says to us, من كان يريد حسرة آخرات نازل الله في حرث ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نوته منها ومن له في آخرات من نصيب. Whoever desires the harvest of the final world will increase his harvest, and whoever desires the harvest of this world, we give him something from it, but he has no share. in the final world. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Ummah of Islam, in the world we live in today, has many things to do. One thing we are doing in common, many things that we don't seem to have in common, many disagreements among the people of the Ummah, there are many misunderstandings among the people of the Ummah. There are many people who there are arguments, and there is death and destruction among the people of the Ummah. But one thing that at least most people, most Muslims today, this day, are agreeing with is that it is the first of Muharram. So Happy New Year. And even the dates may be questionable by some, but at least the moon was sighted, and most people feel today is the first of Muharram of the year 1431. Alhamdulillah. So we have to bid farewell to another year, and we have to welcome a new year. And similarly, the days pass again and have passed as they have passed in the past. And the haste and the speed of life continues, but the question is, has it dawned on you, my dear brothers and sisters, to say, where is this haste and speed of life leading me? What will there be after this last round, at the end of the road, so to speak? We sit at the end of a road. And we know after the end of this road, there's forest. What should I gather from this life? What should I make of this life? This life that we live in, that we reside in. What should I gain from this life? Which we live and which we reside in, and which we work hard at and strive in. Sometimes we slave in this life. Some people were actually slaves in their life, for their whole life. This country was built on slave labor. Slaves lived in the Jahiliyyah and post-Jahiliyyah period. Bilal was a slave, radiallahu anhu. Sometimes we just work, sometimes we slave, sometimes we toil, just to seek our livelihood. Just to put food on the table. Just to find enough provision for a day even. Or a meal. Or to carry water from a stream or a well distant. Some people. Muslims. And sometimes we spend our days in recreation and play and holidays. Isn't it interesting that holiday is also spelled holy day? Should a holiday be a holy day? Or should it be holy a holly holy day? And some people spend their life in pleasure. All are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All are the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you ever said to yourself on any day, did anything happen to me today that does not appear in the Quran, in the Holy Quran? Did anything happen to me today that wasn't described or discussed in some way in the Quran or in the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the words of the great Sahaba? Allah says, as I quoted to you, blessed is he in whose hands is the dominion, the sovereignty. And he has power over all things, who you created death and life, so that he may try which of you is best in what? In your works, in your acts, in your deeds. That's day after day. It doesn't dawn on the children It's not supposed to dawn on them when they're his age. Maybe when they're my oldest daughter's age or youngest daughter's age, it starts to dawn on you. By the time you get into your 20s, it should be eminently clear. What? That this life goes rapidly. And it has to be filled with something. And distractions are merely distractions. And did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, as I quoted to you, I think, to any that desires the harvest of the akhirah, of the hereafter, we give increase in his world, in what they harvest in this world. And any that desires the harvest of this world will grant it, some of it to him, but he has no share in the hereafter. Today is a new year, the first of Muharram. It has been 1,431 years since the message began to become revealed, and still people don't get it. So, at least today we should pray that we all awaken some degree from our stupor. I should say slumber, but mostly it's a stupor. What'd you do last night? I don't know. I was out with the boys. I got so what smashed. I was so, I can't remember. A drunk. Can't remember. An intoxicated person can't remember what they did the night before. We may be able to remember, but we don't remember the purpose of it. What are we intoxicated with? But the truth is that this life isn't very little other than a place of preparing for the hereafter. And that preparation can be wonderful. You can enjoy cooking like Isa enjoys cooking. He cooks, he cooks, he cooks. Feruza cooks. So many cooks here. Monday night cook, Wednesday night cook, Friday, Saturday cook. Extra cooking for guests, cooking, cooking, cooking. Hours and hours and hours. Ordering the food, cutting, chopping, cooking. Half an hour. Gone! Life is like that. You prepare, and it's eaten up very quickly. But it's like that. It's like one burp. It's gone. Life is like a burp. I could say a blink of the eye, but then that's too common. I'll get 3 more viewers on YouTube if I burp. It's like a burp. But the joy of cooking it, the joy of preparing it, the happiness in providing it, the sitting at the table while someone eats it. You forget it took only a half an hour to eat it, or 40 minutes to eat it if you're having a party. You forget about it. Grandma stands up and she cooks and she cooks and she cooks. And she made delicious dolme yesterday. I asked her 2 days ago. She asked her to make dolme. She made delicious dolme for me yesterday. Finally, I ate a lot of it last night, too much. I won't tell you what happened after that because I don't want to repeat the thing. She cooks and rubs the leaves and cuts the pepper and all that. And that's one of the, and to make a, and what does she say? I said, Grandma, I ate your dolme yesterday, Nurshija. I was so happy because I ate it. How many seconds did it take me to eat a cabbage dolme? How many minutes did it take to make each one? Life is just like that, consumed. But the joy in making it. To know it's going to be enjoyed by somebody else. Allah gives us all these provisions. Yes, we're preparing for the hereafter, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't enjoy the preparation for the hereafter. It doesn't mean we don't enjoy teaching the children art like Iman does, or teaching the children in school like the teachers here do, or keeping the community well like Jahan does, or watching your children grow like all the parents do, or preparing something for our work our international work, or healing, or even the joy of someone gets sick and the joy of helping them get better. These are all provisions for the hereafter. So it doesn't matter how much time to take to eat the meal, because the joy of preparing it far outweighs it. So what we do in life is not to be some sour, dour thing. From the moment we're born, we're walking to the grave. So let's act like we're already in the grave. Let's rant and rail and wear our imma back like this and say, a person move around, and you're all going to go to hell or to Paris. Well, enjoy life. But know that it's all preparation. It's all preparation. There's nothing other than preparing for this. Nothing other than this being a corridor. Passageway to the hereafter. Well, I don't know about you. I've been in subways in Paris, and or in Moscow, or in not in London. Washington's not too bad. Where in those tunnels, there are beautiful pictures that people drew on the walls to make them look nicer. The passageway can be decorated also. Huh? The corridors. In Islamic architecture, passageways are very important. Very important. You have understanding of that. There's nothing other than this life is nothing other than a place of activity and work for the next step. Just like today is a preparation for tomorrow. Just like if we put in a request for a grant today, the reward comes tomorrow if it's judged to be good. And there's a panel of judges. They say, oh, I like that. I like what that group is going to do. We're going to give them that grant. Yes? What we did today, rewarded tomorrow. We're all working for rewards tomorrow. We try to raise our children properly so that tomorrow we see that they're safe and they're secure, and they're not just that they're intelligent and not just that they're independent, but that they're humble and that they're good people and they care about others and their adab is good and they love to serve and they love to cook something and they love to do something good for somebody and shovel a walkway or fix something. The reward comes tomorrow. Or the creative. And this life is a place of aspiring and longing and promising and witnessing to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to us if you take the time to read the text. If you take the time to understand the life of the Prophet and of the Anbiya and of the Awliya. So, all of us, we can be called harvesters. Okay? And all of us who seek the harvest of this life also seek the harvest in the hereafter. And our provision in this life is guaranteed to us, and it's plentiful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who has guaranteed it for us. Look at the plenty that surrounds us. Because Allah says, in the Quran, Allah is gracious to His servants. He provides for whom He wills, and He is strong, and He is mighty. So Allah is kind to people, and those people for whom each of them has a share in this life. And no one will obtain more than what has been decreed for them, and there remains for them, or for all of us, something in the hereafter that's good and pure and true, for whoever really desires it and for whoever really does good deeds in this life. So the rich person and the poor person have a harvest in this life. Each one has their share. But in the hereafter, it's not the same. In the hereafter, those who have done good deeds, doesn't matter whether they're rich or poor, come forward, and the people of good and sound hearts. On that day, Allah says, when money and children will benefit no one, except whoever comes to Allah with a sound heart. The righteous believers will rejoice in the hereafter, after the hardship of this life and the struggles of this life, and the struggle of this life, not just to put food on the table, or not to have provisions, or not to be successful materially, but those who struggle with their nafs and the passions and their desires against shaitan, in order for there not to be disobedience to Allah in committing wrong actions or consuming distractions and the consuming of people's wealth or using of their wealth in vain that Allah has provided. On the other hand, there are many people who become very, very weary, say, seeking pleasures and comfort and leaving the will of Allah and the commands of Allah, leaving the deen. And you'll see them, you can see them finding their prayers difficult, looking for excuses not to pray, finding it difficult to make the wudu, finding it difficult to give their charity, finding it difficult to even say good word, finding it difficult to read the Quran, seeing it hard, seeing it exhausting, and many wear out their bodies in order to obtain the benefits of this life. Their health suffers, and they are heedless, at the least, if not arrogantly rejecting of the hereafter. So, let's hear what the Quran has to say about these people. And let's hear what the Quran has to say about those who are blessed in the garden. After that, then again ask yourself, are these people equal to those people? The one who seeks the harvest of this life equal to the one who only seeks the harvest of the hereafter? Allah says, after mentioning a group of prophets and righteous people and their offspring who followed them in excellence, He says, but after them were followed a posterity who missed prayers and followed their lusts. And soon then will they face destruction. Except those who repent and believe and work righteousness, for these will enter the garden and will not be wrong in the least. Gardens of eternity, those which Allah Most Gracious has promised to His servants in the unseen, for His promise must come to pass. And they will not hear any vain discourse, but only greetings of peace. And they will have therein their sustenance, morning and evening, such as the garden which we give as an inheritance to those of our servants who guard against wrong actions or evil. This is the price of paradise if you seek the hereafter. This is the price of paradise if you follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah gives paradise to those who have taqwa. And as long as you're able to perform actions, then do them, good actions. And before you're unable to do them, and seize the opportunity of this life before the life ends. Because when this term is reached, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, not an hour can they cause delay, not an hour can they advance in its anticipation. So, Happy New Year. Another year has passed. Another year has come and gone. And because we live in the United States of America, because some of us come from one culture and another culture, some of us have 2-3 New Years. So we get to reflect on this a lot. A year has passed, a year has come, and we have to ask ourselves today, what have I prepared for tomorrow? What did I do yesterday? Am I prepared for the gratitude that will come to me? Am I prepared to receive the gratitude that will come to me with humility because I help someone get better with my homeopathy? Am I prepared for the gratitude when they come to me because someone say, oh, I liked your discourse last night? Am I prepared for the gratitude will come to me when my mother says to me, oh my gosh, you cleaned your room and I didn't even ask? Or thank you, Mommy, thank you, Daddy, for the sled because it's going to snow tomorrow. Or thank you for the recommendation for college, or the gratitude that will come to me because I said a kind word or did a good act. Are we even prepared for that? Am I prepared for what's coming? Ya Allah, Ya Abdullah, we should have taqwa in the time we spend in our actions. And we should have that khawf for the day then we'll be brought back to Allah, and then every soul shall be paid what it earned and none will be dealt with unjustly. So take warning. Take a lesson. Take a lesson from what's happening on the earth today. Today in the news, I saw an amazing thing. I saw a volcano 4,000 feet under the ocean, and you see the fire, and immediately goes, and the fire goes, huh? Volcano under the ocean. Amazing, huh? And then there are the man-made earthquakes from the bombs being dropped in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Who's prepared? These are all reminders, they're all awakeners to the believer to prepare themselves for the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the tsunamis, the God-made ones and the man-made ones. So when the heart jumps, it's like a 0.9 on the Richter scale. The day when the earthquake will last for hours, not seconds or minutes, when the earth is pounded to powder, when the earth is shaken to the utmost convulsions, when the great events occur, you will see the earth bringing many low, exalting many, and when every nursing mother shall abandon her suckling baby, these earthquakes that you see today or hear about today are nothing other than the awakening for the heedless, the sinners, the disobedient, the arrogant, to return and to repent to Allah. And what does it take to repent to Allah? Astaghfirullah. Just to remember to repent. Just to remember to repent. Just to remember to say, good morning. Thank you very much. Goodbye. I miss you. What does it take to remember to say good morning to your mother or your father, or say goodbye to your teacher in school, or to say thank you very much, which we teach the children? Huh? I walked out the door this morning, one of my daughters yelled after me, thank you very much for the breakfast. It lifted my heart. If it would have lifted my heart, then a daughter of mine says thank you very much for breakfast. And then what is our thank yous to Allah? I mean to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you Allah for the provision on the table. Well, thank you Allah for this life. Thank you Allah for the work we do. Thank you Allah for the community. Thank you Allah for the friendships and the love and the responsibility. This is not crazy religion. This is just human common sense. It's all proven in each one of us. Your friend comes to you and says, thank you very much for the card you sent me on my birthday. You can be 12 years old, 8 years old, and a friend says that to you, and you feel good about it. Why? Because it's right to feel good about that. Because an act of goodness, the reward immediately comes. The reward immediately comes. Doesn't it? Just some small little thing. Oh, I was at the store, and I heard you mention you like Gouda cheese. So I just thought I'd pick up a little Gouda cheese for you. Huh? Oh. Now the Gouda cheese is not just Gouda cheese, it's a gift of love. Well, what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? That's even better than Gouda. It's much Gouda. You didn't think I wasn't going to use the word Gouda, did you? So in this month of Muharram, we're told that a caller to Allah was to flee from his dawah, a brother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and both of them were on the same path, and they had the same journey, and they called for the same thing. Indeed, this brother is a Musa, said Musa alayhi salam. A prophet is not sent except that an oppressor is placed in order to oppose that prophet. There's no prophet sent without an oppressor or an opposer. A leader of dawah doesn't carry his conviction except that there's a tyrant that prepares to fight that person. And the dawah in this case is just to live the truth, not to beat somebody over the head with a Quran and say, here, I've come to you, I have a gift for you. What? Let me beat this Quran into your head. No. You know how heavy this book is? It's very heavy. You know? But it's light enough you carry it in your breath and your heart. If you know it, it's lighter than any weight. It's a thought in your mind. It's just a word on your tongue. The right word on your tongue at the right moment. That's the whole weight of the Quran. This is the Sunnah of Allah, because you will not find it in the Sunnah of Allah any change. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't defend some people from others, the earth would be corrupted totally, not just as corrupted as it is today, which is almost totally. And it is in this month that Sidna Musa alayhi salam was expelled from Egypt, expelled from the evil Pharaoh. And similarly, our own beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was expelled from Mecca by the Quraysh in the month of Muharram. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Surah Al-Furqan, He says, thus we have made for every prophet an enemy from amongst the sinners, but enough is thy Lord to guide and to help. And Sidna Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, the children of the tribe of Israelis, of the Hebrews, clashed with the sea. When did the sea open up? Just as it was about to go over their head. Not like you see in the pictures. He stands on the wall. He stands, because photography wasn't very good in those days. He stands on the bank, and the sea is parted, and they're going to walk into the open sea. No, that's not what happened. What happened is, with faith and iman, they walk into the sea, and as it goes over their head to drown them, the sea parts. This is not just a miracle, it's an act of iman. It's an act of Islam, submission. Armies behind them, the death from the sea is in front of them. Whereto, O Allah, and Musa turns and he calls to Allah, and Allah, of course, is not far away. He says, when my servants ask thee concerning me, I am indeed close. I respond to the prayer of every caller when he calls me. And the Bani Israel said, O Musa, their army is going to catch us. And Musa alayhi salam smiled as Muhammad alayhi salatu salam smiled in the cave. And he said, nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. My Lord is with me, and soon he will guide me, and he will guide you. Where will he guide you? Pharaoh's behind you. The sea is in front of you. And this problem had no solution to it. From the limited perspective of a person, there was no escape. But Musa says, my Lord is with me, and he will soon guide me. And at that point, the command came, don't delay. Strike the sea with your staff. In the name of Allah, he struck the sea, and he's about over his head, and it burst, and the path emerged, and Musa and the children of Israel walked through. And the tyrant came to test them once the last time, but you know what happens. Tyrants meet destruction. Either the hearts curse them while they're walking on the earth, or the earth swallows them when they die, or Allah afflicts upon them some affliction, and Allah prepares them for the Jahannam. So Pharaoh, he arrives with the army. Musa is saved. Come together. Allah says to the sea, come together, and it did, and this was the end of that Pharaoh. And when he realized the reality, he said, I believe that there is no God except him whom the children of Israel believe in, and I am one of those who submit. But it was too late. It was too late. Allah said, now, but a little while before you were in rebellion and you did much mischief and violence, I hope you know how to swim. I just added that. Just in case you hadn't read the Quran, that's not in there. And at that moment, in a way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, is after you've done so much horrible things, so many crimes, claim to be the Lord yourself, now you seek forgiveness. The answer is no, and most of us say, and for this, Messenger, alayhi salam, shared with his brother the same joy and success and victory he shared with his friends, his colleagues on the journey of Dawah, the propagation of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the world. And in this beautiful day, you see, the day of Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves his believing and righteous slave and the believers who were with him. He saved them from the plans of the Fir'aun. The day of Ashura remains as a day in which we are reminded of the destruction of the most dangerous of the tyrants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of this earth. And it remains as a day when we are reminded of the victory of Allah and the kindness and support for His believing souls. This is not a Shia thing. This is not a Sunni thing. This is the teaching of the Islam. This is the teaching of the Ahlus Sunnah Jama'at. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found the children of Israel in Medina. They were fasting on the day of Ashura. And he asked, what is this day? And they said, it's the day that Allah saved Musa, alayhi salam. And he said, we're closer to Musa than you are. Because Musa is our brother, our beloved, and we carry the way of Musa, not you. And he fasted that day, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's recorded in the Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, I hope for Allah that this day will be an expiation for the sins of the past year. So it's from the Sunnah to fast the day before it or on the day after it, the 9th and the 10th of this month, or the 10th and the 11th of the month. So think about that, to fast either on the day before it or the day after it, the 9th and the 10th of this month, or the 10th and the 11th, as the Prophet ﷺ said, it's for me to fast the 9th and the 10th, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with Musa, his dawah, his way, his humility, his sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ for his humility and his courage and his sacrifice for the sake of his ummah, of this ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with whoever follows His way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sacrifices for the sake of His convictions, and is humble for the sake of His dawah, and takes part in spreading that message, the true message, that everything in this life is for something that comes after this life. And everything, just like everything that you do today, is going to have an effect on tomorrow. And every good word you do today will have an effect on you immediately by someone you say it to, or the next day. And every evil that you do, or bad word, or bad deed that you, or every forgetful thing that you forgot and you didn't allow yourself to remember and to change, will have an ill effect on you. Because that's the way the system operates. All the good of this world will add for the hereafter, all the wrong will accrue also. So every day, children, adults, every day, everything you say, everything you do, has a value to it. On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And don't tell me that bringing joy to somebody else's heart doesn't bring joy to your heart. You can say, oh, today I'm going to make apple pie. It's a cold day, I'm going to have hot apple pie tonight when the snow comes. And you enjoy making the hot apple pie. And you sit down and you feed the hot apple pie to your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your children. And you eat it and everyone's happy about it. You enjoyed making it, you enjoyed the idea, you enjoyed making it, you enjoyed feeding it, you enjoyed the response that came from it. And all that going to give you an apple orchard in paradise. You'll have an apple orchard in paradise of every apple you want. You'll look at the tree and say, I want a seed. What do I need today? Your apple orchard in paradise will be just one tree. And you'll look at it and say, I want golden delicious apples today. And there'll be golden delicious apples on that tree. And then you just look down and there'll be a fire for you. And there'll be a pot to boil those apples in. And there'll be angels to roll out the dough. I'm hungry for an apple pie. Maybe my daughters will make me some blueberry muffins or something. Maybe I'll go into town and get some of those little tart things for my tarts tonight. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sidna Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sidna Musa alayhi salam and Sidna Isa alayhi salam with the good people and the pure people and the righteous people and the good and the people who lived for and died for Allah and the pure ones and the innocent ones and the good ones. The collateral damage who died for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pious ones and the true ones. And to be in the company of the great people and good people and the noble people, the cooks of paradise. So we bless the hand, their hands that cook the meal, cook it with light. So I go in the company of great pious people like my mother-in-law and the good people. Wallahi. And the true people. And put us on the seat of truth next to Rabbin al-Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. Inshallah. Happy New Year. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ansana finnaka khayru nasirin. Wa afta finnaka khayru fatihin. Wa tfirlana finnaka khayru ghafirin. Wa arhamna finnaka khayru rahimin. Wa azukana finnaka khayru azikin. Wa hadina najina min al-khalmi al-zalimin. Wa habdana rihan tayabatin kama hiya fi ilmika wa shuna alayna. من كزاهني ورحمتك والمنة بها حملنا وكرماتي وسلاماتي وعافياتي في الدنيا والدنيا وآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم يسر لنا عمرنا مهراتي لقلوبنا وأحبابنا وسلاماتي وعافياتي في دننا وديننا ونسألك إيمانا دائما ونسألك قلبا كاسيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا قائما ونسألك عافية من كل بلايا ونسألك تامنا عافية ونسألك دعونا عافية ونسألك شكرا وعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, succor us for you are the best to aid us and open us and you are the best at opening and forgive us because you are the best for forgiving and mercy upon us and you are the merciful. And provide us because you are the best of providers and guide us because you deliver us from the hands of the oppressors. And grant us a fair wind in accord with your knowledge and waft it upon us from the treasure of your mercy. Transport us on it by the conveyance of your generosity and peace and well-being in our spiritual life, in our worldly life, and in our final life. Truly you have power over all things, O Allah. Make this order easy for us and with serenity in our hearts and our bodies and peace and well-being in our worldly life, in our spiritual lives. We beseech you for your faith that is everlasting and we beseech you for a submissive heart. And for your knowledge that is beneficial, and for a certainty that is genuine, and we beseech you for a religion that is straight, and for well-being free from every affliction, and for well-being and for complete well-being and continued well-being, and we beseech you for thankfulness for our well-being. Allahumma wasfir wujuhana bi nuri sifatik wa adhik wa shirna yawm al-qiyamati wa bayna awliyaka wa jalla jadaka mabsa sultanan. مبسوطتنا علينا والأهلنا ومن ماهنا برحمتك وكن لنا سحبا في سفارنا وكالفات في أهلنا واتمز على وجهدنا ومسخون على مكاناتهم فلا يستطون المدير ولا مجيل علينا يا نيم على مجيب. Oh Allah, make our faces shine with your light of your attributes, your sifat, and make us laugh and make us rejoice on the day of resurrection. And your among and be among your friends, and make your hand to be spread upon us and upon our families and upon our children and those who are with us by your mercy. Be our companion in our travels and guardian in our family and efface the faces of our enemies and freeze them in our places, in their places, so that they are unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder, O Allah, I ask you for the blessings on all who are gathered here today, for those who are living, and for those who are ill, and for those who are passing, and for those who have passed. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to heal those among us who are ill, uplift those among us who are in the down, who are down and fearful. Free those brothers and sisters from the oppressors. Free humanity from oppression. Free our planet from the oppression of ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejuvenate it and renew it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but make us aware of our responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us humbled by that responsibility. At not too great a cost to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of human life. And give openings for those whose doors are closed, and trust for theirs, less lack of trust. Ameen. الحمد لله نمره ونستعين ونستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والملائكة المقربين وأولياء الله الصالحين المجاهدين في الدين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المبين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. اللهم وارد على سيدنا الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر الصديق وعمر ورفاع فكري وعثمان النورين وعلى سيدنا الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه. اللهم أن سيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين وأم حمى سيادتي فاطمة وزهرة وأهلي وبيت كرام وأزواج نبياتك وطهراتي ومولاتي المؤمنين وأنا صحباتي صالحين متابعين متابعين وعبادي المخلصين والإسلامين والإمامين والإحسانين يوم الدين عباد الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وذكر الله أكبر. Welcome to Sarat.